Welcome to 9to5 Google Daily for February 13th, 2019. I'm Stephen Hall. Today's big story was a report out of Nikkei, which basically gave us an idea, a little bit of an idea, early idea of what Google has planned for its Made by Google 2019 event. First of all, I mentioned the Google Pixel Lite, which has been rumored and reported on quite a lot over the last few months. And actually, David Ruddock over at Android Police believes that it will launch this spring on Verizon in the United States. But in addition to that, they mentioned some things that would probably not launch, at least not until this upcoming fall, including the Pixel 4, which is very not surprising at all. A new Google Home, which is also not surprising at all. But apparently they're working on, or at least the report alluded to this being a second generation of the original Google Home. Apparently, Google is planning to actually launch its first-party Wear OS smartwatch, the Pixel Watch, which is also kind of not surprising at all. And also, they mentioned that another source directly familiar with the plan said that the Nest Group within Google Hardware is planning to launch a new Nest Cam of some sort. So it's a lot of information that's not exactly new, but it does give us our first real leak, first real look at what Google has planned for its hardware event later this year. Also today we have Wear OS, which we mentioned a little bit before and will probably be the operating system that runs on the Pixel Watch and also, as we many know, power all of the Android-powered smartwatches on the market today. Apparently, those smartwatches are just not doing so hot. According to a new report from NPD that studied the smartwatch market, apparently Apple, Samsung, and Fitbit take up a whopping 88% of the smartwatch market, leaving all other players at 12%. And Wear OS probably makes up around 10% of that. So that's pretty depressing. And finally for the day, an interesting ad showed up in the Google Assistant on, it looks like a Pixel phone for one user. We're not sure if this is intentional, but Google said in a statement that they just basically don't have anything to announce, but they didn't debunk this and they didn't say it was definitely a bug either. So we don't really know what it is. You can read all these stories and much more over at 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer 1-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Wednesday afternoon.